Today is the 22nd of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be with you. It's great to have found my way home for a few days. Thank you for traveling along. We'll talk about some of that at the end. We're reading from the English Standard Version this week and today, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, verse 10. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. And then I said, "Where are you going?" He said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length." And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him and said to him, "Run, say to that young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls, because of the multitude of people and livestock in it. And I will be to her a wall of fire all around it, declares the Lord. And I will be the glory in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, declares the Lord. Up, escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who served them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day and shall be my people. And I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, "Remove the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments." And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by. And the angel of the Lord solemnly assured Joshua, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you the right of access among those who are standing here. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your friends who sit before you, for they are men who are a sign. Behold, I will bring my servant, the branch. For behold, on the stone I have set before Joshua, on a single stone with seven eyes, I will engrave its inscription, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of this land in a single day. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to come under his vine and under his fig tree." Revelation 13, 2 through 18. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. And the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth, uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all who dwell on earth will worship it, everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world on the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes. If anyone is to be slain with the sword must he be slain. Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence, and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on the earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast, or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Psalm 141, 1 through 10. Give ear to my voice, a psalm of David. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds, in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by safely. Proverbs 30, 18 through 20. Three things are too wonderful for me. Four, I do not understand. of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done no wrong. So over the last few months, especially in the book of Proverbs, we've been hearing what the scriptures say about the things that come out of our mouth, the things that we say, and the intent of the heart, and how saying those things actually brings into the world life or death through our words. We know it to be true. I mean, it sounds bizarre if you go, well, how could a word bring life or death? But we know how it can. How do you feel after you get yelled at? How do you feel when somebody is dissatisfied with you and lets you know it in very articulate and loud ways? How do you feel when you and your spouse are saying things you don't really mean, but in the moment, in the heat of the moment, you're raising your voices and you're after each other because of some dissatisfaction and some desire to control some sort of situation? So this is Christmas week. Yeah, family coming into town. You getting in a car or on a plane and going out of town. And we have our own way of doing things and we have our own lives and we get back into the company of family and then all of a sudden it's like a cloud descends and we're little kids again, or we're treating our grown children as little kids again, or we're among others and it's bringing tension in so things can be said. Things that aren't really meant. There's profound love and feelings of affection at a distance, but you get in tight and all those things just start to come up. And so I think what David is saying in the psalm today is pertinent, poignant, something that perhaps we should commit to memory, something we should write on our hand so we can look down when the tension arises, something that we should tape to our mirror in the bathroom so we can remember it in the morning. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And here's the reality, and we've talked about this before, but here's the reality. What David is asking for is for God to guard his mouth. Okay, so to invite the Lord to be there present is not to invite God to take control over the things that you're going to say. God's not going to do that. You've got a free will and a free choice. If you are hell-bent, and sometimes that's exactly what it is, hell-bent on saying hateful, hurtful, divisive, painful, killing words, he'll let you. David's asking God to be a guard, and so that's what we do. We invite the Holy Spirit to shape our thoughts, to shape our hearts, and to shape the things that we say that come up out of our hearts. But we can say whatever we want to say. So what we must do is commit ourselves to pausing. When that comes up inside of us and we want to strike back, and so often we have some sort of retort before we even think about it, we're saying something we shouldn't be saying. That's kind of on us. If we invite the Lord to set a guard over our mouth and keep watch over the door of our lips, it means we're going to have to pause, invite the Holy Spirit. And it's just that one beat, that one pause, that one moment that can change the outcome of an entire conversation, that can change the outcome of an entire day, that can change the outcome of who knows what. Just that one beat, that guard over our mouths. And so, Holy Spirit, we say, you have permission. We do pray, Lord, set a guard over our mouths. Keep watch over the door of our lips. As David prayed we pray, Holy Spirit, come. Keep watch over us. Remind us to take that pause, that quick beat of time that can change everything, and think of you, and listen to you, and say what you would have us say, and refrain from saying anything if you would have us say nothing. Help us, Lord. This season, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Website, of course, is where you find out what's going on around here, and it's kind of become redundant. A lot's going on around here. Been a lot of travel this week. It's been tiring, but it's good to be in for the next few days. Get a little rest. Enjoy the season. We went up to Chicago, South Bend, Harvest Show. Great to be there. Chicago, it was great to visit with Jesus People USA. I'd never been there. It's been something I've known about I don't know about my whole life, but it's a remnant from the Jesus movement, where the Christian industry, the popular contemporary Christian music industry, came from, where I spent most of my adult life. And so to watch, 400 to 500 people living in community in Chicago, feeding the poor, ministering to the addicts, and doing everything that they can to support the lifestyle of community, it's inspiring to see. And the value placed on the beauty of art and the way that it speaks to the soul. Yeah, I'm down with all that. So it was great to be there. I was exhausted by the time I got home, then off to Atlanta and Atlanta Live and in the Jordan Secular Show. So it's been a busy week, but here we are, settling in for Christmas. Thanks for coming along everywhere that we went. Thank you for your prayers. And I'm looking forward to traveling lots of places in the coming year together, as we continue to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen, anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and create a community, which is what we've done. Create a community around God's word, so that nobody ever has to feel alone again. Nobody ever has to be alone again. And so diving in at the website level, that's kind of a portal into all of the different places that you can go in the community. Even if you just start clicking buttons, you're going to find more and more about the community, and chances are you're going to find somebody to talk to. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you're in these latter days of the year, thank you for your partnership. Thank you deeply. The website's place to go. There's a link on the homepage. But the address, if you prefer that, is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I have a prayer request, and my prayer request is over this community, and as we make the transition into the new year, what happens is massive amounts of people begin to consider their spirituality. That's part of the motivation for all of this travel this week, and all of the people that we're sharing this story with. People are considering their spirituality. It's the mission of this community's life to bring God's word to the forefront and say, hey, God's word changes everything. Consult scripture. Go there. And the Daily Audio Bible is a resource for that. But however you get God's word, get God's word. So my prayer request is for all those who are on their way. Some who know they're on their way. Some who yet have no idea. Christmas is going to come. They're going to get an iPhone. They're going to get a new Android phone. They're going to get a computer. They're going to get an iPad. Who knows what they're going to get? And they're going to start playing with it. And then they're going to start thinking about their spirituality in the coming year and what kind of resources are available. And they're going to be a part of us, and they don't even know it yet. But we pray for them. We pray for them as God brings them into or onto a collision course with His Word and His love. And in many cases, this community, we pray for those who are about to join us. So 877-942-4253 is the number to call if you have a prayer request or comment. It's still not too late. Actually, it will never be too late to gift the app. But for Christmas, if you have, if God has put in your heart a specific person or some specific people, and you feel like you're supposed to invite on this great journey, this pilgrimage through the Bible, in a year, in the coming year, then gift them the app. Show them how to do it. Show them how to connect. All right, that's it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you right here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. First time I've called, and I thought it was important enough to ask y'all for prayer. My brother and wife are coming into town today, and he is a hardcore atheist and anti-God in a way, or religion. And I just pray that you would, that God would give me the strength and the ability for my husband and I to just live out the way, just be examples and just to love him. Because our relationship has been very strained. So I lift this up in prayer, and I thank you all for your prayers, and thank you, Brian, for everything you do. You guys are awesome, and thank you so much.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Family. This is Scott Houston. Thank you for all of your prayers in the past. Once again, I'm asking that we agree in faith that we can pray outside of time and space, because we know God is not limited by what time this prayer is played. And when we all pray together, I'm believing it'll reflect back to November 30th. A good friend of mine is in surgery this morning for a cyst in his back. And please pray with me. Lord, we come before you right now in the holy and wonderful and powerful name of Jesus, our Savior. We ask you to help my friend Jim as he goes through this surgery, as the doctors try to remove this cyst near his spinal cord. Give them wisdom and insight and instruction and skill, Lord. Please help him to come through this successfully. Heal him, Lord, from all of this pain. And be with him, Lord. Give him a new spiritual insight to believe in you as sovereign and powerful, loving, wonderful, redeeming, and Savior, Lord. Help him to come to a full knowledge of all of this. We ask in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, my friends. Please pray for my friend Jim, because he grew up in a generation where science was sort of the savior and religion was looked upon as something that thwarted enlightened and joyful discovery. But we know that God is in all of that, that he is the author of all truth and the author of all knowledge. So I just pray that my friend Jim will come to be able to believe that with all his heart, without any feeling of guilt over having skepticism over what religion has been portrayed to him in the past. Because God is so real, so completely full. Every bit of truth in science is actually reflected through God's creation. There's nothing that he made that contradicts what he made. And it's just that science needs to fully catch up. We also know that there is a deceiver at work in this world. So, Lord, let your truth come out. And we pray that all together also in Jesus' name. Thank you, family, for all of your prayers. And have a wonderful day in Jesus. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. My name is Marcy, and I live in Georgia. I need prayer because I am just feeling like I can't do anything right. I don't know. I just had a crash in my car, and my car was totaled, so I don't have a car now. I don't have a job. and I have a ton of bills, and I just need help. I don't understand. I feel like Job, but I know I haven't lost my kids. You know, I only have one. I just need prayer. Please pray that God would just work a miracle in my life. I know He can work miracles. He's in the miracle business, but I don't feel depressed, but I just feel like, I don't know, like maybe God is mad at me or something. I don't know. I don't know, but I just need help. Please just pray that I can get a job and get another car, and I don't have a car note, and just, you know, a job. I just need a job so I can go to the doctor, you know, go to the dentist, you know, just anyway. Thank you. My name is Marcy. I'm calling from Georgia, and it's great to listen to everyone and to hear the prayers. I pray for everyone who calls in. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Hello, DAB family. This is Jim from Massachusetts calling, and it's November 30th, and I'm calling with a praise report. I'm excited to share this. My dad passed away from prostate cancer in 2006, and prostate cancer can be hereditary. And about 2 months ago, I had an annual physical, and the physical blood test portion of it yielded an increase in a PSA level, which could be an indicator of prostate cancer. So I went in and went for a biopsy, and I was fine until I did the biopsy, and then I started to, as we do, think about the reality, given my family history, that I have it. And over a course of 5 days, the distance between when I took it and when I got the results, it was really a time for me and a test for me around trusting God. And that was very apparent to me that I was being asked to do that and through this trial. And in one of the particular readings this week, during that trial, there was the story of the three Israelites in Babylon that were put in the furnace. And their answer to the question of the king was around the result. And if God saves us, praise Him. And if He doesn't, praise Him. And that really resonated with me. So I prayed in that way. I prayed, obviously, for a clean report. But I also prayed heavily for God's will and not my own to be done. And in a very real way, I felt like I was praying properly. And that felt good. And also during the weekend, when I was feeling very, very bad, you have these moments where you're sort of lose it. I got on the DAB website, and I put a form in there called Waiting for Biopsy Results, and I got three folks within 24 hours who replied. And I just have to say that I'm going to get emotional about it. The love that came through those three responses around, they're going to pray for me, and whatever the outcome, God's will be done. It was so reassuring. It didn't give me the answer I wanted. They couldn't. But they gave me the fact that I wasn't alone. And I cannot tell you how important that is. Anyway, excuse me. I got the report today, and it is clean. I was so relieved. But something else occurred to me, too. I'm a lot tighter in my faith today than I was a week ago. And I think that might have been the point. I also have an inkling that the report's results were affected by what I went through over the week. I can't say that that's true. I can't. I just feel like it is. And if that resonates with anybody, then you know what I'm talking about. And if it doesn't, then hopefully someday you will. But anyway, the DAB is a great resource and a source of tremendous strength, but also having a faith informed by God, and a belief and a conviction in Jesus Christ, and more than anything else, trusting Him, regardless of the outcome, is the takeaway from this episode for me, and something I hope I never lose. So, in any event, it's probably played after Christmas, so I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Brian, thanks for all you do. See ya.
Jesus.